Children's National in D.C. is sharing its concerns after the FDA's decision to authorize fruit-flavored vapes, and that move played a role in the agency leader's resignation yesterday. Sunrise's Max Marcilla joins us live. Morning, Max. What does this authorization really mean, and why is it driving this pushback?
Well, Hillary, this authorization means that one company called Glass can now market two of its flavored e-cigarette products. They're blueberry and mango flavored. They're called Gold and Sapphire. And while advocates of this move are hopeful that it could help adults transition away from traditional cigarettes, there are many concerns being raised, especially for young people. So look, big picture, teen vaping is at its lowest point in several years, and these new devices will have a digital age verification system. But we spoke with Dr. Susan Wally, the chief of hospital medicine at Children's National, and she's concerned that teenagers could still find a workaround to the new preventative technology. Look, she says these fruit-flavored devices are extremely addictive and oftentimes are a young person's first experience with tobacco.
We certainly are concerned as public health advocates, pediatricians, and teachers that, you know, our young people will get the idea, oh, well, maybe this means that it's okay if the FDA has authorized it, and it couldn't be further from the truth. When we're talking about these restrictions, we don't know that they are truly effective.
And in our conversation with Dr. Wally, she also explained to us why she doesn't really buy the idea that these vapes could help adults quit cigarettes. She says it could instead lead to what's called dual use, using both. Now, there is a study that's been cited by the CDC that says e-cigarettes, while not approved by the FDA specifically to help people quit smoking, well, they can help if they're used as a complete substitute. But the study also showed that about 30% of adults who vape also smoke cigarettes.
So, Max, these fruit-flavored vapes being authorized clearly means some people think it's a good idea.